It's the summer solstice today, the longest day of the year. If you choose to spend some of it at the movies, there are two big comedies, plus a film based in part on an uber-trendy retail store. To tell you what the critics think of these new movies, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
So Mike Myers and Steve Carell have a staring contest. The first one that blinks has to change his release date. Well, so far, neither one has blinked because they are going mano-a-mano today. The Love Guru versus Get Smart. And Steve Carell attempts to fill some very big shoes. Shoes, in fact, with a phone in them when he stars as Maxwell Smart, a bumbling secret agent trying to save the world. Based on the popular 1960s TV series, Anne Hathaway also stars as the sexy agent 99, and Alan Arkin is the chief.
Who are you?
I am Siegfried.
I understand that you're the man to see if someone is interested in acquiring items of a nuclear nature.
How do I know you're not Control?
If I were Control, you'd already be dead.
If you were Control, you'd already be dead.
Well, neither of us is dead, so I'm obviously not from Control.
The critics say the film missed it by that much. The Village Voice likes it, saying Get Smart is a rare device, a TV remake that works on its own terms, but many agree with USA Today, which sighs, bright enough but stops short of being clever, and Newsweek snarls, in this distressingly generic spy spoof, it's not Maxwell Smart who's clueless, but the filmmakers. And for any of our listeners who have young daughters, many of you are probably familiar with the hugely popular American Girl dolls and books. And this weekend, Kit Kittredge, an American Girl, opens with Little Miss Sunshine's Abigail Breslin in the lead. Breslin plays a plucky young girl who is determined to be a published journalist even while she tries to keep her family together during the Great Depression. Joan Cusack and Wallace Shawn also star.
Wish me luck.
Who is it?
Margaret Mildred Kittredge.
What do you want?
To be in print.
Well, how do I say this nicely?
Happy days are here again for Kit. Wholesome, engaging entertainment cheers Variety, and the Wall Street Journal smiles. It's not only fresh and unassuming, but a film that serves very nicely the severely underserved audience of young girls. Aside from providing the voice of the lovable green ogre in the Shrek movies, Mike Myers hasn't been on screen in 6 years, and this new vehicle, The Love Guru, focuses on a self-help expert who comes to America seeking fame and fortune. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Alba lend support.
Is he Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now?
Hey!
I said stay away from the girl.
Rajneesh? Let's make like a baby and head out.
Unfortunately, there is hardly any love for this guru. Time magazine calls it a shambling hit-or-miss thing. Rolling Stone warns 90 minutes pass like an eternity. And the Chicago Sun-Times shrugs, Myers has made some funny movies, but The Love Guru could have been written on toilet walls by callow adolescents. Hey, I once was a callow adolescent, and I resent that. Now, you know, I'm sure many Zen and New Age followers would advise Myers that as long as you are centered and your heart is pure, one will not let negative reviews darken their soul. Or as the great enlightened Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh once said, "F*** the critics."
Mark Jordan Ligon is an enlightened writer living in Los Angeles.